Hi, this is Larry Crane. The release technique is a fantastic technique to eliminate negativity on the spot. Now, the mind works like a computer. If you have a virus in your computer and you don't remove the virus, no matter how much information you put into the computer, as long as the virus remains, it's going to interfere with the way the computer operates. Most of us are suppressing our negativity. When you suppress it, you push it into your subconscious mind, and it remains there interfering with your health, your happiness, your success, your money-making abilities, and the like. So we show you step by step how to remove the negativity, not talk about it. Many of these motivational tapes and books and so on, what they do is they talk at you. They say things like, when you're negative, be positive. When you're stressed out, relax. That's kind of an insult to our intelligence. You got to show me how to do it, not tell me to do it. The problem is they don't know how to do it themselves, so at best they can talk about it rather than showing you. So we show you step by step how to remove whatever is bothering you. What would that be worth? What would it be worth if you can get rid of all your fear? All your fear and never have a fear again. What would it be worth if you could get rid of all your frustration and never be frustrated again? What would it be worth if you can get rid of all your limitations and never have a limitation again? You let go of I can'ts and you move into I cans. That would be worth your life. So it's a step-by-step technique developed by a man called Lester Levinson. Lester Levinson was a physicist and an engineer and a brilliant man, but at the age of 42 years old in 1952, he had a second massive heart attack. The doctors told him he had 2 weeks to live. It was so severe that they suggested that he not bend down and tie his shoelaces because that would be too traumatic, that he should get loafers. So Lester went home after finding out that he had a couple of weeks to live and said, I better start from scratch. I better discover the answer myself since the so-called experts can't help me. And he stumbled upon a natural technique that helps him get rid of negativity on the spot. And within 3 weeks later, he totally cured himself and never saw another doctor for the next 40 years and used the exact same technique to become a multimillionaire and get to a place where nothing and nobody bothered him again. And what he discovered was it was his feelings in the way, that his own negativity was causing his problems, that when he was looking for love or being negative, he was ill, and when he was loving, he was positive, and therefore was not ill. So he said to himself, if I get rid of all my negative feelings or my non-loving feelings, could I get any better? And he stumbled upon a natural technique to get rid of this negativity, step by step. And again, as I said before, he never saw another doctor for the next 40 years. And he used the exact same technique to become a multimillionaire, and then he spent the rest of his life helping others find out what he had found out. Now, I myself grew up in a poor family. To me, the rich guy lived on a sixth floor. We lived in a basement in the Bronx. And I always thought if I could make a lot of money, I'd be happy. So I put myself through school, working many jobs. And when I finally graduated, I saw some of my friends making lots of money. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm just as smart as they are. I can do it. And so I became this aggressive guy like, get out of my way. I'm going to take what I want. And I climbed my way to the top. Ended up with a 10-room duplex apartment in Manhattan on 63rd Street and Lexington Avenue. Had hot and cold everything, all the toys that's supposed to make you happy. One day I came home to my 10-room duplex apartment after Time magazine had written an article about me, and I thought about jumping for 2 hours. Here I had everything the world says is going to make you happy, and I was still miserable. It was very confusing to me. So I asked myself a couple of important questions that evening. And the first question was, what am I doing on a planet? What's life about? And the answer came, I don't know what I'm doing on a planet. And for me, what life was about was making money. That's all I was interested in. And that didn't get me what I was looking for, my happiness. So I started to look around for answers. I decided that I wasn't going to jump. And I seriously thought of jumping for 2 hours. I wasn't open for psychiatric work or TM or yoga, but I decided that I was going to find an answer. And I stumbled around into a couple of New Age courses, didn't get me what I wanted. And one day somebody came in and introduced me to Lester Levinson. and we became personal friends, and he showed me the simple, amazing technique of how to get rid of negativity on the spot. As I said before, if one could do that, then one would be happy all the time, one would always be positive, and it is possible to be positive all the time. So let's take a look at some of the feelings that you have in your way, so we can give you a little sense of what we have here to offer you. See if you have any fear about life or some area of your life. Any fear. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least fearful, where would you be right now? Just measure yourself. Okay. Now, allow that fear to come up. That fear doesn't help you. Can you see that? It's not a desirable energy. So bring it up. Bring up the fear. And just allow it to pass through. It wants to leave, just let it leave. And bring up some more. Just say yes to the fear. Instead of saying no, when we say no, we end up suppressing things. So just say yes to it. And just allow that energy, just energy. See it as phenomenon, passing through. And bring up some more energy. Bring up some more fear. And just allow it to pass through. It wants to leave, and more, and more, and more. And bring up some more fear. Bring it up. Say yes to it. And just allow it to pass through. It's like pulling up a link in a ship to pull up the anchor. You keep pulling it until the anchor's out of the water. So pull up some more fear. And just allow it to pass through. That actually wants to leave. Just allow it to leave. And pull up some more fear. And just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least fearful, measure yourself and see where you are. I'm sure by now you've found out that you can let go of some of that fear. And so I'm giving you a short sample of how easy it is to let go. It's a natural technique that everybody has. In fact, everybody knows how to release, except we forgot how to release. Jimmy and Johnny are in the backyard. They're 5 years old, and they're playing, and they're giggling. And all of a sudden, Jimmy steps on Johnny's foot. And the next thing you know, they're fighting. And 2 minutes later, they're giggling, laughing. If that happens to us, we don't talk to each other for 30 years. We literally forgot how to let go of it. They didn't. And so we're putting you back in touch with how to let go of any negativity that bothers you. Now let's take a look at frustration. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrated and 1 being the least frustrated, where are you now? Measure yourself. Okay. Now that frustration doesn't help you. Okay, so invite it up. Say yes to it. Just say yes. Bring it up. And just allow that energy to pass through. Again, like a ship link. You keep pulling up the link until the anchor is out of the water. Pull it up. Pull up some more frustration. Bring it up. And just allow it to pass through. And pull up even more. Invite it up. It wants to leave. Invite it up. And just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. And more, and even more. And bring up some more frustration. Bring it up. And just allow it to pass through. And more, and more. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most frustrated, and 1 being the least frustrated, measure yourself to see where you're at. I'm sure you're noticing a difference in your attitude. Now, if you can get rid of all your frustration, you'd leave the realm of I can't and you'd move into I can. And if you think you can, and if you think you can't, and it's that simple. The mind is a creative instrument. It's a creative instrument of the universe. So what you hold in mind is what you get. Most of us are loaded with I can'ts. And to the extent that you have I can'ts is the extent that you are not successful in life or you're ill. Works the same way. How you do anything is how you do everything. If you're deficient in your health, you're also probably deficient in your pocketbook. It works that way. may not, but and generally that's what happens. So if you can get rid of these deficiencies, these mental deficiencies, you'll move into the realm of I can't, and you'll move into the realm of I can. And when you think you can, you can. And when you think you can't, you can't. Now, most of us are also trying to solve problems in our life. There are things that we've been working on for years and we can't find an answer. And yet we keep insisting on asking our mind for an answer. So think of something you've been trying to resolve in your life. Okay, now ask your mind if it knows the resolution, how to resolve it, what's the solution. It doesn't have a solution. It'll send you here, there, and everywhere, but you don't have a definitive answer. It's like looking in an empty file cabinet for an answer that's not there, yet you're going to keep looking. You see how silly that is? Now, it's usually followed by beating ourselves up, disapproving of ourselves. How does that help you? It doesn't. And who's doing it? You are. So now you need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and move into the positive direction, or I'm going to be negative and continue to move the way I've been moving. It's a decision that you need to make to turn your life around, to have a better life, to do the things that you want to do, to have the things that you deserve. And who's it up to? We've discovered it's up to you. It's not up to anybody else. It has nothing to do with being smart. It has nothing to do with working hard. If it had anything to do with working hard and making money, wouldn't a ditch digger be rich? It has to do with working smart. The less emotional you are in the negative way, the more successful you are in life. And this technique will show you how to get to that place where you're positive all the time and there's no more negativity. We have a website called www.releasetechnique.com, www.releasetechnique.com. And you can go to that website and look at it. And it has a lot of answers, both answering questions on health, questions on fitness. We'll show you answers on how to receive millions. We've had over 40 people become millionaires in the last several months, and one billionaire. We've had people getting rid of every illness you could ever think about, including Parkinson's, cataracts, heart attacks, anxiety, depression. It's a real simple technique. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can call us and we'll answer any questions that you might have about the technique. Once you learn how to do it, you'll have our own number. Every Wednesday evening, we have a free session across the world. And you can go to this free session and ask questions and practice releasing. And you'll have our own number. We are in California. And you can just call and we'll help you. So it's a skill. The more you practice it, the better it gets. I don't know how anybody can afford to live without this technique, a way of getting rid of negativity on the spot so you get to a place where nothing and nobody bothers you again, ever again.